Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we finished verse 3. So listen as we begin with verse 4 through verse 6 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in the book of Nahum, and we're in chapter 1. And I tell you what, these next few verses, we're going to be looking at the mighty power of God. So I trust you'll be paying close attention these next few days and just see this all-powerful, omnipotent God that we have. And so as we look at that in these upcoming verses, we'll be excited to teach those to you. But first of all, let me encourage you that you go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is that we have on there, right in the middle of that page, in the middle column of that page, near the top, Going to Israel with Me, the Bible in Beulah Land. That's right. And it's going to be November 30th through December 8th, 2020. So you've got over a year right now to prepare for that. And you can go to that website and click on, and you'll find that the price, everything that is involved is right there. I always try to get everything for one price. And by that, I mean all the tax and other things that are involved, tips and so forth. I try to get that for all one price. Your meals for breakfast and supper. And the only thing that you'll buy as far as meals are concerned are your lunch each day. And then also any things that you like to buy of souvenirs and things of that nature while you're in the Holy Land. At each spot, we will be teaching the Word of God at each spot, as well as a well-trained Jewish guide who will give us a lot of the customs and other backgrounds for those areas of the land. And then in addition, I would like to ask you to see if your pastor would like to go and encourage your church to try to get your pastor and to take him to the Holy Land. Send him with us. Normally what I do for pastors, I've done this in the past, is that I will take them. If they've got people that go as well with them, then, and they want to get baptized in the River Jordan, he can baptize them. Now, if he doesn't have anyone to baptize, but he wants to baptize someone, I let them baptize me and then I baptize them. Now, you talk about a guy getting baptized several times. Well, that could be me. And I've had several people that have gone with me, been baptized several times. They just like going there. And I always tell them, your first baptism after your salvation is what the one that was required in Scripture. But I said it is kind of neat to get baptized in the Jordan River, but also to the Jewish people that are there, it's a testimony that you identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me encourage you to join me for this trip to Israel, November 30th through December 8th of 2020. Oh, I'd love to have you come with us. Please go to our website and get all the details. Or you can write us at our mailing address, and we will send you a brochure. My friend, I'd love to, for you to join us and for us to get to know you in Israel. Now, I want to get right on into the Word of God, because that's what the Lamp and Light radio broadcast is all about. And so I hope you have your Bibles open to the book of Nahum. And today we're going to be looking, beginning with verse 4, as we consider the various things about the power of God as it relates to not only that day, but a future day. Now we read there in verse 4, he rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains, verse 5, quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Well, as we look at those three verses I just read, we see the power of God. Boy, is it demonstrated to us in a very special way. Now, in these first few verses, we saw that although God is slow to anger, he will not at all acquit the wicked. And we see his way in the whirlwind, the storms, and the clouds. And as I look at this passage here before us, I think of the people in Luke chapter 9, verse 43, where it says, "And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God." Well, that's when Jesus cast out a demon out of the boy there, and when he'd cast him out, the disciples come and said, "Why could we not cast him out?" And of course, Jesus tells them this kind of only comes out by prayer and fasting. But, you know, it was interesting, the power of God. And our text shows us that power. And just like those people were all amazed at the mighty power of God, if we really allow the Holy Spirit to open our understanding, we too will be amazed at the mighty power of God. We want to consider that power as it is displayed in our text. Now, the first thing I want you to see is the mighty power of God in his rebuke here in verse 4. Let's look at verse 4 again. "He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers, Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth." The word rebuke is defined in the Hebrew lexicon as to address harshly, rebuke, threaten, reprove. It is more than, well, we think, or we have an opinion. No, that is not the spoken words of God. The spoken words of God have power. For example, in Psalms 33, we read this in verse 6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made." You realize that many times we don't think about it, but the heavens and the earth at creation, by the word of the Lord, they were spoken into existence. "And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." Wow. The earth, the stars, all of them by the breath of his mouth. He not only spoke the worlds into existence, but we see in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 that he upholds all things. As a matter of fact, there it says, "upholding all things." I like that ing because it means he continually does it. "Upholding all things by the word of his power." And by the way, that verse is speaking of Jesus Christ, who made all things, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, as we read in John chapter 1. The voice of the Lord, my friend, is strong. I want you to consider this that I read from Psalms 29, verses 2 through 9. Matter of fact, if you have a pen and paper, I would encourage you to write that down, Psalm 29, verses 2 through 9. Go back and read through it, and meditate on it, and think long and hard about what it's saying there. In Psalm 29, beginning with verse 2, we read this, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Think of that. You realize there is not one thing that God ever, ever, ever directs in our lives that would be considered unholy. There's not a doctrine, not a testimony, not a precept which Christ has laid down, and not a promise which is given, which does not lead to promoting of holiness in one's life. Everything goes that way. So again, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Verse 3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness, and the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Oh, the power of the one that you should know, the Creator, God, because he's the one with whom each person will deal in eternal judgment, be it the white throne or the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, my friend, he is the one with whom you have to do. One should note that although Nineveh in our text is by the Tigris River, it is really not near the sea. While this prophecy considers the doom of Nineveh in that day, one should see that it jumps the centuries of time to the hour of the tribulation period. Now, there are many people who refuse to believe that Nahum has anything to do with the future. Only the destruction of Nineveh. They say, well, the season, this verse, is referring to the Tigris River. But the next phrase makes a distinction between the rivers and the sea. Think about that. He makes a difference between the rivers and the seas. He said, he rebuketh the sea, but also said he maketh it dry and drieth up all the rivers. So again, don't say something about God when it just says something different than what you're saying in his word and in even the same verse as listed here.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my